Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
He has built this jackpot back up from Ash to $80 on the game. Are You Smarter Than Kevin? And listen, today's a very special day, and I'll tell you why. This special little boy is turning 30 years old today.
Oh my God, yes.
30 years old. Kevin, congratulations.
I get a ring-a-ding for
you
that.
You get a ring-a-ding for that. And I think that somebody should let you in. I'm just putting it out there.
I don't want a pity win.
I know you don't want a pity win, but Ray, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I think you should just let Kevin win. I'm just putting it out there. The boy, it's his birthday. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, here's the problem. It's my birthday in a few days as well. So we're going to go toe to toe.
That's in a few days, though. Right. Mine's actually today.
In a few days means it's not your birthday. All right.
You make her want to beat me now.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Kevin's leaving the studio right now, so he can't hear us. But I'll tell you this. Garden of Eden put together a very special little video for his birthday. I'm about to post that on End1065 on Instagram. All right, Ray, here we go. Question one. The bridge collapse in Baltimore has, unfortunately, yet predictably, unleashed a ton of conspiracy theories that deal with everything from foreign attacks to racist accusations against the mayor. None of these are true, and it was simply a cargo ship losing power. Is Baltimore the capital of Maryland? Yes or no?
Maryland capital.
3 seconds. Three, two.
I'll say
one.
Yes.
Okay. Question two. Rebel Wilson has a new book coming out, and she's dropping bombs all over the place. She accused actor Sacha Baron Cohen of being very inappropriate on set, which he denies with proof. And she also admits that she didn't lose her virginity till she was 35 years old. What was Wilson's character's name in Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect.
3 seconds. Three. Two, one.
Amy?
Okay. Question three. Noah Kahan is the latest star to make a guest appearance on Sesame Street. His new song is called Stick Season, and he'll meet a talking stick that is a huge fan, and he will sing the song with the stick and Elmo. Who is the only Sesame Street main character who is green?
What do you mean the name character that's green?
Main character. The main cast of Sesame Street Muppets.
Oh, like the puppet that's green?
Yes.
Isn't Oscar the Grouch green?
Alrighty. Question four. Remember during the Super Bowl when he saw Shaq randomly in Taylor Swift's luxury box standing too close to Ice Spice, and then he called her damn fine in the comments of that post? Well, he's clearing it up now, and he says he swears he was not shooting his shot. He just really respects her a lot. Is Shaq more than twice her age? Yes or no?
More than who? How old? I mean, sorry. Who are we comparing Shaq to?
Ice Spice. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And finally, Shakira might be facing jail time for tax fraud, but that's not stopping her from making a new album. And to promote that album, she surprised fans with a free concert in Times Square. Well, 40,000 people showed up, and it is now the biggest crowd in Times Square history. If 30% of that crowd were men, how many men were there?
30% of 40,000? 12,000?
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in. And Ray, what is it that you do for a living?
I work for the state.
Do you know Katie's husband, Mike?
Who?
I only wish I did.
I'll bet. What department do you work in?
Records.
Records?
Yeah, it's very secret there.
And how is our vinyl collection? Thank you. Thank you very much. You know what? I deserve this. There, that's what I deserve. All right, Ray, I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. The bridge collapse in Baltimore. Because I love this country. Unfortunately, and yet predictably, it has unleashed a ton of conspiracy theories online. Everything from we were attacked by a foreign country to really disgusting racist accusations against the mayor.
Oh, man.
None of these are true, though. It was simply a cargo ship that lost power. Is Baltimore the capital of Maryland?
No.
That is correct. Annapolis. Which sounds like a...
Annapolis.
Mm-hmm. Close. Sounds like a DC city, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. In the comics.
Question two. Rebel Wilson, actress Rebel Wilson, she's got a new book coming out. She's really letting it fly in this book.
What?
She said actor Sacha Baron Cohen was very sexually inappropriate with her on the set of a movie. He denies it, and he has proof of his denial. And she also admits that she did not lose her virginity until she was 35.
Well, it tracks.
Are you going to lose it before she does?
Ew, I already lost it, bitch.
Okay, I wasn't sure. What was Wilson's character's name in Pitch Perfect?
Fat Amy.
Yes.
She loves to do sideways exercises.
Ray, I still gave you that point, okay?
What'd she say?
She just said Amy.
That's not her name.
I know, but I gave her the point.
But okay.
Question three. Noah Kahan's the latest star to make a guest appearance on Sesame Street. He's got a new song called Stick Season. We're playing it on 106.5 The M. And on Sesame Street, he's going to meet a talking stick, and he's going to perform the song with the stick and Elmo.
No, he's... What?
Yeah.
A stick?
A stick who's a huge fan of
his. They're running out of ideas.
I don't think so. I think that they always have great ideas.
I guess.
I think that's cute. Yeah. It's for children, stupid.
Okay, I get it.
All right. Who's the only Sesame Street main character who is green?
Oscar the Grouch.
Yes.
He lives in a trash can.
He does live in a trash can. That is true.
Sorry, buddy.
Question four. Remember during the Super Bowl when Shaq randomly showed up in Taylor Swift's luxury box?
Oh, yeah. He was creeping on Ice Spice.
Exactly. And then he called her damn fine in the comment section. Everybody was like, ew, what's happening here? He is clearing that up now. And he's saying, hey, just so you know, I wasn't shooting my shot. I just really respect her. Okay, Shaq.
Okay.
All right. You and the general. Is Shaq more than twice her age?
Yes.
That is
She's
true.
She's hecka young.
She's hecka young, and he is 52.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Question five. Shakira might be facing jail time for tax fraud in Spain, but that's not stopping her from making a new album. She promoted the new album by doing a free concert for her fans in Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
40,000 people showed up. And they're saying it's the biggest crowd that Times Square has ever had.
Oh,
how is that possible when you compare it to New Year's Eve?
The ball drop has way more.
I know. But listen, that's what they're saying. Anyway, though, if 30% of that crowd were men, how many men were there?
And you said 40,000?
I did.
30%. That's going to be 12,000 people. I mean men.
No, I'll give it to you. Yeah. All right. Ray, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
She is here, and she's going to get ready to make a record of this score. You got four. Kevin got five. He got all five right on his birthday, or as how he calls it, birthday. Congratulations, Kevin. Ray, did you let him win?
Ray, why'd you let me win?
It's your birthday.
Adorable. Adorable.
Ray, what is it that you'd like to tell us?
Besides the fact that I'm going to try tomorrow, I am not smarter than Kevin today.
Not today. Not today.
See you tomorrow.
But we'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.